broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the 2017 ATD International Conference and Exposition. It's time for Learning Insights, brought to you by Training Pros.
Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you from the trade show floor with Learning Insights, brought to you by Training Pros. We have with us in this segment from Emory University, she's Senior Director, Learning and Organizational Development. Please join me in welcoming to the show Miss Wanda Hayes. Good morning, Sunshine. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Now, Wanda, we're here to talk about the Emerging Leaders at Emory program. Can you talk a little bit about that? What are you doing for folks with that program?
That's a new program at Emory. We developed that about 2 years ago, and it targets mid-level high-potential leaders, so managers, associate directors, assistant directors, and really helps to position them to grow their skill set as well as their mindset to be able to be successful when they transition into a broader, more strategic role at Emory.
Now, was this something that organizations were coming to you and were saying that they had a problem in this area and they needed you to develop the program?
This is something that we do for our internal employees.
Oh, so you were doing it internally and you rolled it out then to other organizations?
No, it's still internal.
It's still internal.
For my department, we are within Central HR, and we deliver our audiences, staff, and faculty of the university.
Lee's always trying to bottle and sell stuff.
I get that a lot.
A good idea, and he wants to go take it out there.
Hey, you know,
that would be helpful.
If it's working for you, it might work for somebody else.
I will be happy to help somebody with it. But, yeah, it is internally
focused. It's internal
focused.
Only. Okay.
Yeah. But what happened was we were meeting with our senior leaders, our vice presidents and deans, and they were expressing the need for a program like this. And that's where, that's actually what led us to developing the program, was their request for a program like this.
Now, okay, so then they tell you we would like this. Then how do you go about building it?
We actually spent a year developing the program. We put together two different committees. One was a planning committee with mainly folks from my team. We researched the research on what's being done out there.
Right.
We also benchmarked with other colleges and with corporate America.
Right.
We also put together an advisory council of senior leaders that could give us insights and make sure that we were on track. So taking best practices, particularly around what's known now as the vertical and horizontal development. It's really mindset and skill set. So the mindset piece was really big. So we took some best practices from different areas, kind of packaged it all together, and that's how we put it together.
Now, when you're doing something like this, you have kind of a picture of what success looks like, right?
Yes.
That's an important component. So now, what is the picture of success? What does success look like?
Success for us looks, it's got multiple parts to it, but the biggest part of success is that we strengthen the capabilities of these folks and we actually develop a pipeline of leaders so that when we have director level positions and above open, we have internal candidates that are as strong or stronger than what we would get externally.
But is there something that you can look at and know that, hey, high five, that happened?
Yes. there is, actually.
Well, that's a technical thing.
The high five measure. We have high five measures, too. Yeah. So a lot of times it takes a while to get to the point where someone can, you're looking at the retention and the promotion factors. We also have a number of assessments that they go through that we're able to see increases in their skill sets.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the program, they actually present what we call their leadership portfolio. And they give examples and demonstrate how their leadership has changed through the course of the program.
Now, so it's been 2 years, so you've had people go through the program, right?
Yes, we've had two cohorts so far.
And has anything stuck out, any story that somebody upon completion came and were you blown away with, or was it memorable?
We've had actually several. One, we've had of the 39 people who've completed the program so far, we've got, this is a longer answer than what you just asked, but we've got 100% of the folks are still at Emory. So that was
a win right there.
That's a big win.
That's huge.
This is a group that could easily go somewhere
away.
Exactly.
Sure.
We've had 23% of them have been promoted to a director or higher level position. 10% have gone across divisions, which for Emory is big. We're a highly decentralized university.
Right.
So getting people moving across from one area to another area and a promotional opportunities, those are those are some of the big high fives we're getting right now.
So how do you decide who gets to be a part of this program?
We actually go out to our deans and vice presidents,
mm-hmm.
meet with them individually, have a list of the people who are technically qualified here to be in there, and then we go through a talent management process. So we are talking to them about who is your high performer, high potential within your division or school. How are you looking to move this person? Do you expect that they would be someone who's going to be moving in the next year or two?
Right.
And then they nominate them based on, we use a 9-box talent management assessment.
So this is very, there's a lot of structure, rigor, discipline, methodology, whatever, yes. around this. It's not just, you know, I like the cut of his jib.
No, we get that a lot. It's like, oh, what's the next emerging leader? I want to be an emerging leader. Right. I know you do, but this is not your program.
Right.
So we make sure that we're getting people from across the university. So we've got, right. We're building those bridges across the silos.
What rewarding work this must be. I mean, that's got to be a lot of fun.
It's been fabulous. It has been a really fun time to build this. And then we have a lot of things that we've done differently in this particular program than other programs that we run.
Now, from what you said, it sounds like you're choosing the people that you're kind of identifying as these high potential,
mm-hmm.
potential leaders. Is there anything that's done for that person that raises their hand and goes, hey, what about me? Do you have like kind of a light version, or you're telling them, hey, read this book? I mean, there has to be something for that. They're hungry to want to be a leader,
right.
So that's
listen
worth
to those,
something, right?
Listen to those Business Radio X interviews and then come back
leadership.
And talk to me.
That's it. We actually have a number of different programs, so
right.
there's other programs that
so
they may fit
So there is a place
into.
For those people,
yes,
too.
Absolutely. Or we can help them create a custom development plan that's just for them.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great,
yep.
too.
Mm-hmm.
So now people have gone through it. You're having success. How do you kind of expand it? Or is that part of the do you want to expand it? Or is this going to be kind of for select people only?
It will be for select people only. This truly is a high potential program. Mm-hmm. The first cohort that we ran, we really didn't know how many people we would have nominated.
Right.
Because it was new. And we had vice presidents and deans saying they wanted it, but we didn't know if they were actually going to nominate. So we had 56 people for 20 slots. So we immediately ran a second cohort.
You almost had to. Right?
Well, yes. So we're about to kick off a third one in August.
And what's the rate you do it along the school year?
We do it August till April.
Uh-huh.
So they come through, it's about an 9-month program that's spaced out with a lot of things outside of the coursework as well.
Right.
And we'll be doing this every other year.
Okay.
Interestingly, when we started going back to get the nominations, we were asked to build another program that we'll talk about another
different.
Day.
That's what happened. You
hit
start doing good work,
yeah.
and then, boy, you got to watch out for that.
Exactly.
Now,
and we never say, we don't always say yes, we just never say no, right?
Right.
Are you, after going through so many people have gone through the program, are there learnings that you're having that you're like, hey, these are strengths that people have,
Absolutely.
These are weaknesses people have, you know, or is it helping you and recruit future people?
It is, actually. There's been several learnings that have come out of it. One is around what it takes that's different in moving from that mid-level, kind of more operational role to a strategic role.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been able to identify here's where there were significant gaps.
So now that, so then it became obvious, right?
Right, yeah. So now how do you fill those gaps?
Right.
And so that's what we're trying to do with the program, but we can also select with that in mind as well.
Right, and then you can take the learning and layer it into other programs. Like it's
absolutely.
Not siloed, the learning, right?
No,
you
want to
share that.
Not.
You're a good sharer, right?
We're great sharers. That's what we do. We're all about education. So, we're sharing it with other programs. But some of the things that we're doing with this one that's really different from the others are the things around stretching their mindset versus skill set.
Right.
So we have peer coaching groups that we put them into, and they meet outside of their regular scheduled coursework. We have mentors from our executive level development program, gets alumni from that program to come in and be mentors to these folks. We expose them to a lot of senior leadership and lunches and give them visibility, but also
right,
help them
because they can
understand.
Evangelize the learning.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a book in you? Because this sounds like a pretty interesting topic.
No kidding.
Gosh, there hasn't been, but maybe you're onto something here.
I think so. I think you're onto something.
And if you don't want to write it, just sit down and talk it with us.
All right.
We'll record it.
Okay, that sounds perfect.
Then we'll print it. So the 2 or 3 days here, what are you going to try to get done while you're here at the conference?
looking at new things that we are not doing. A lot of what we have not done at Emory so far, at least in our department, is much with the online space. Part of that has been just the technology that we had up until recently, but the other is we have clients who are all, you know, our clients are actually employees right there at the university. We're not multiple places, so they tend to want to come to instructor-led courses. Mm-hmm. We are trying to get more and more out to them, so that's one of the things. My whole team is actually here at the conference.
Oh, wow.
So
we're
split up and looking. Down the road.
Exactly.
There's no excuses.
There's no excuse. That's what my boss said. You must have spoken with my boss. So we're looking at things like gamification and how do you do some of the more exciting things that we haven't done.
Right. Good stuff.
All right, so if someone wants to know more or maybe wants to hang out with you, maybe someone at another educational institution wants to get some insight from you, can they hook up with you on LinkedIn or reach out and say, whatever's appropriate?
I'm on LinkedIn.
Okay.
You can also find me on the Emory website, emory.edu, because it's open to the world. We don't have an intranet. We're just on the internet.
There you go.
Yeah, I can be found there.
Because you're a good chair. Everything's out there.
We already established
that.
All right. Well, until our preview of Wanda's soon-to-come book, we'll wrap for this segment. But we're going to keep this conversation going. Keep up the good work
out there. Thanks so much. It was a pleasure being here with you guys.
All right. We'll be back in a few from the trade show floor at ATD 2017.
This has been a Special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.